आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
So we were discussing Vigyan Mai Kosha. So couple of verses, couple of sloka of Vigyan Mai Kosha we have discussed in our earlier session. So verse number 184 onward. Before Vigyan Mai Kosha we have discussed Anna Mai Kosha, Pran Mai, Manomai. Vigyanmai is the fourth course. In Tattvabodh we have studied the definition of Vigyanmai kaha buddhi gyanendriya panchakam militva yo bhavati sa Vigyanmai kosha. That was the definition given in Tattvabodh. Buddhi, intellect and five gyanendriya together means intellectuality. Now you see the definition given by Shankaracharya in Vivek Chudamani. He says, buddhi buddhindriyai sardham prasavritti karti lakshanam vijnanamaya kosha syat punsa sansar karanam buddhi buddhir indriyai, buddhi plus gyanendriyai sardham together sabritti, sabritti means then its modifications, modification means thoughts of that intellectual seat, sabritti karti lakshanam. And the doership is there. The most important point is the doership is in the Vigyanmaya Kosha. Vigyanmaya Kosha, this is called Vigyanmaya Kosha, intellectual seed. Punsa sansar karanam. And this is for the human beings, is the sansar karan. cause of transmigration, the cycle of birth and death. So Vijnanmay Kosh is the cause of our transmigration. Gurudev writes, this intellectual seat in man veils the infinite reality. We have seen many times, there are two things in our body, Atma and Anatma. We know very well Anatma, and Anatma we are discussing. Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanmaya, and so on. But this Vijnanmaya veils the Atma. Atma is there with all of us, but we are not experiencing that bliss. We are not experiencing. Why? Because it is covered, it is veiled. It is the cause of for samsara. The modification of the intellect are the awareness of doing and the concept of I am the doer. So modification in intellect is doership and doing. That is the intellectual seat. This concept creates more and more vasanas. I am the doer, or I am doing. This is the cause of samsara. Ahankar vimudatma karta ham iti manyate. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, you consider yourself as doer. And Lord tells you, you are not only mood, you are vimudatma. Karta ham iti manyate, you consider yourself karta. You are not karta. This is the cause of samsara. And how to act in the world, that also we don't know. We are acting in the world, getting the fruit of action, we are happy. Going to the office, getting paycheck on the 30th or the first week of month, we are all happy. But how to act in the world so that vasanas are not formed, that we don't know. Therefore, it is the cause of transmigration. In order to exhaust the vasana, the individual has to move from one field of enjoyment to another. So there are births and deaths. Since we are creating this capital of vasana, imprints, to exhaust this is we are giving blueprint to the Lord. O Lord, I have got so many vasanas I have to exhaust. So according to their own calculation and computer, okay, now you can exhaust this vasana in this body, in this body, in this body, in that body, and it goes on and on. How this Vijnanmaya Kosha is the cause for the samsara is explained in the following. The next verse tells you how it is the cause. Anubrajat chit pratibimba sakti. Anubrajat, it's accompanied. Accompanied by what? Chitta pratibimba sakti. Chitta pratibimba means, the reflection of consciousness. That reflection of consciousness is sakti, is a power. Then what happened? Vijnana sangai. This Vijnanmaya Kosha or intellectual seat is inert. Why it is inert? Because the raw material is anatma vastu. What is the raw material of Vijnanmaya Kosha? Sukshma Panchamahabhut. Yes. Sukshma Panchamahabhut. I got frightened. Nobody is answering all of you. Sukshma Panchamahabhut. And Sukshma Panchamahabhut is inert. So anything made of Sukshma Panchamahabhut will also inert. So Vijnanmaya Kosha is inert. So this chitta pratibimb lends the sentiency to Vijnanmaya Kosha. And after that, it starts functioning. Sangya prakriti vikara. It is said it is the modification of prakriti. Prakriti means maya. Maya means trigun. Trigun means panchamahabhut. So Vijnanmaya Kosha is also a modification of prakriti. What happens when they get united, chit pratibimba and the inert Vijnanmaya Kosha? It says, Jnana Kriyavan aham iti ajasram. Then it becomes gyanvan. Kriyavan. Gyanvan means now you are able to know everything. Gyanvan. Gyanendriya bringing the stimuli and buddhi or the mind is able to know it. Gyanvan. And after that you are acting. Kriyavan. You become active also. Gyanvan, kriyavan. Aham iti ajasram. Then the aham iti ajasram. Ajasram means always, continuously. Drehendriyadisu abhimanyate brisam. Then he starts saying, no, this deha. He gets identified with this body. Abhimanyate brisam. Brisam means completely. Completely identified with this body. He's not thinking about the reflected consciousness or the consciousness itself. Gurudev writes, the Vijnanmaya Kosha is constantly accompanied by the reflection of the light chit consciousness. Consciousness is all pervasive at all time. The world of plurality floods up within it as it were. Consciousness reflected in the intellect is intelligence. So Vijnanmaya Kosha has got no intelligence. Consciousness reflected in the Vijnanmaya Kosha is intelligence. Just as the electricity reflected in or functioning in the bulb is light, in the fan is rotation, in the heater is heat, in the refrigerator is cold, in the Sankaraj and the Vedic time there was no electricity, so he has taken the example of the sun being reflected in the conditioned by, functioning through, playing in a bucket of water. So we have got this Pratibimbavad, theory of reflection. What is another theory? Theory of reflection and theory of conditioning.
Pratibimbavad and
Avachedvad. You all studied in Tattva Bodh. This mighty power of eternal consciousness, God, which is the spark of life in every one of us, is not confined to within. It is present everywhere at all times. This consciousness playing in the pools of the thought is the individual in whom it generates the doership idea. Where the doership has ended, there is the individuality has also ended. When the doership ends, individuality ends. Consciousness plus ego is equal to? Jiva minus ego is equal to? Consciousness. So when the ego ends, everything ends. Doership ends. This idea is explained in the Upanishad through the reflection theory, Pratibimbavad. I don't want to read the whole thing. You should read. Since you don't read, I have to read here. So what is the biography of Jiva? It is said in Anadikalo Ayam Aham Sabhava Jiva Samasta Vyavahar Buddha. Anadikal. How is this Jiva? Anadi. Beginningless time. Anadikal. Ayam Aham Sabhava. What is its nature? Ayam. Aham. This is its nature. Jiva Samasta Vyavahar Buddha. And this Jiva is carrying the load of life. Because he has taken the doership on himself and he says, I am the doer. Karoti karmani api purvasana. And he does a lot of actions. Actions on based on what? Purvasana. So that means a capital of vasana is coming from earlier life. Karoti karmani api purvasana. Punyani apunyani cha tatphalani. And what is the fruit of the actions which you do? Punyani, merit. Apunyani. The merit. So punya karma fal will give you sukh. Apunyani, demerit actions, fruit of action will be? Bolo. Saro. Have you ever experienced sorrow? Yes. What is the cause? Paap karna. Who did it? Why do you blame others? Fruit will come through somebody. Lord is not going to come and give you the packet of joy and sorrow. He will never come. He will send you the packet through somebody, and we blame others. This person is giving me sorrow. This person is giving me joy. Then bhukte vichitra swapi yoni subraja. Then to enjoy this fruit, whatever karma we have done, the karma phal will come later on. Karma phal will never come before the karma. It will follow karma. But when it will come, that we don't know. So to enjoy our fruit of actions, we have to take birth. Many, many births. Then what happened? Brajati ayati niryati adha urdhvam esa. Ayati, he comes in one body. Niryati, he goes out of that body. Adha goes to the lower yoni. You know 14 worlds. According to our action, we'll go down. According to our action, we go to the upper loka, which you can compare with the 14-storied building. So according to your karma, sometimes you are going to on the higher floor, sometimes you are coming down to the lower floors. So this way it is continuing. Why it is continuing? Because of my action. Why you are doing acting? Because purva vasana. So what should be our aim? To remove vasana. That should be our aim. How to remove that vasana? To remove vasana, you have to do first karma yoga. What is karma yoga? What is the difference between karma and karma yoga? Doing happiness. Doing for the Lord is wrong. Doing for the happiness of the Lord. So if you do it for Lord's happiness, how are we doing now? For my happiness, not his happiness. Only this much you have to change. The software is to be changed here. For the happiness of the Lord, all actions. Gita or Upanishad is not prescribing any specific action. He is not saying puja karo. Jap karo. No, he is not saying that. In Kali Yuga, whatever actions we are doing, we have to do it for his happiness. Then vasana slowly, slowly, slowly reduces. When the vasana reduces, what will happen? You have no more interest in the world. When there is less interest, then you come, slowly, slowly you start thinking, what is this life? Why I am here? Who is Ishwar? What is this jagat? Then slowly, slowly, evolution happens. When the mind is purified, after that, you get the knowledge. Asyaiva vijnanamasya jagrat svapna avastha adi sukh dukkha bhoga. And this jagrat, swapna and susupti, waking state, dream state and deep sleep state are the three states of this vijnanmay kosha. Here vijnanmay kosha is jiva. Vijnanmay kosha, when again and again Shankaracharya is saying, here it means vijnanmay kosha is the jiva. And this jiva experiences sukh and dukkha according to its karma. The concept of I is the beginningless. He is now proving, Gurudev is proving how this jiva or I-ness, the doership, is anadi, beginningless. It started even before the beginning of time. How? Before one recognizes an object, there must already be an I. If there be an object and the I is not present, there cannot be an experience. If object is there, if I is not there, then no experience. Simple. In deep sleep, the ego is not there, there is no experience. Number one. Even in the waking state, if your eyes are open, if your mind is somewhere else, if your friend is coming in front of you, you will not recognize. So the presence of I is there before the object. For every experience, the I factor representing the subject is indispensable. I, ego, myself am the subject. So the first object that emerged at the beginning of the creation must have been first thought at zero time. I must be present in the first object came out. It is always said, na? Paramatma sada advayananda. It is always in the beginning, only Brahman was alone. Then after that the creation came. So I am always present. First. Why it is called a second? We don't say first, second. The minutest time which we see is this called second. Why not first? In the first, at the zero also I am present. Because who is recognizing zero? So I am present in the zero time also. And then the next experience when come, it is always second. This I-ness, aham swabhav, which is beginningless, is the jiva, the individual. All activities on the relative planes are carried out by this jiva. The light of consciousness conditioned by thought carries out all the activities in the world. If you want to experience it, then you have to go to the state of actionlessness. You can experience it. The jiva carries out the activities of the world in a strict adherence to a blueprint provided by itself. Like when you want to make a house, you go to the architect. Architect gives you the design. You tell him, I want this size of bedroom on this side, and bathroom, living room, basement, and according to your requirement, he makes a blueprint. Then that blueprint, you give it to the contractor. And contractor, according to that measurement, he will make. With the same diamonds, he will make. So this blueprint, who is providing? To whom? Lord. And accordingly, Lord will not change that blueprint. He will not change. He guarantees all your vasanas will be fulfilled. Bas. That is guaranteed. This blueprint, the peculiar mode of one's activities, is determined by vasanas acquired earlier. The activity may be good, bad, or indifferent. It is all ordered by the texture of one's vasana. So this is Vijnanmaya Kosh, that is Jeev. He experiences three avastha, three states, Jagrat, Swapna and Susupti. And he experiences Sukh and Dukh and goes from one world to another world according to his vasana. We are all studying Vedanta. Our effort should be that this cycle should be broken in this life only. That should be resolution. Abhi karna hai humko. Acha nahi hoga is bar, chalo theek, at least let us pray to the Lord. In the next life I should get a human birth. And in that life I will try and I will break this cycle. So this should be done as early as possible. There are 84 lakh yoni, you know, And you will go. These are all yonis. I mean, all the plants or the grass and all these, they are all yoni. They are all suffering. They wanted this type of life according to their vasana. They are standing there. Garuda Puran gives you the result of your pap karma. In detail it gives you. But I am not telling you to read it because it's very scary. So, Ajnan can be removed by Jnan. Darkness can be removed by light. There is no other alternative. Akhandanand Maharaj says, Jeev is seed. He carries many seed with him. And according to that seed, he gets many, many birds. So, Jeev is Vijnanmay Kosh. Shankaracharya Ji says here, but in this Vijnanmay Kosh, don't try to compartmentalize mind, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. This is jiva here. This is not antakaran. This Vijnanmay Kosh here in this verse is jiva. Jiva transmigrates. It is said in the Drigdishavek also, we have seen Chichaya Avesata Buddha Bhanam Distu Didasta Eka Ahankriti Anyasyat Antahkarana Rupini. Same thing is said in the Drigdishavek also, Chichaya Avesata Buddha. Chichaya, reflection of consciousness. Avesata Buddha, it reflects in Buddhi. Because Chichaya is subtle, it requires a subtle equipment to reflect. So buddhi is a subtle equipment, it reflects there. Bhanam distu didhasita, and he expresses in two ways. How? Eka aham kriti, one is the ego, and anyasyat antahkara rupani, and other is antahkaran. Antahkaran means mana, buddhi, and chit. So for a particular purpose, he divided into two. Antakaran. One is the ahankar and other three set is man, buddhi and memory, chit. Now how many upadhis is identified? So now it is said in verse number 188.
Dehadinishta Shramadharma Karma. Dehadinishta Shramadharma Karma. Guna Bhimanam Satatam Mameti. Guna Bhimanam Satatam Mameti. Vijnana Kosho Yamate Prakashah.
Vijnana Kosho Yamati Prakashah.
Prakrishta sanitya vasat paratmana.
Prakrishta sanitya vasat paratmana.
Ato bhavate shayupadhirasya.
Ato bhavate shayupadhirasya.
Yadatma dhisam sarati brahmena.
Yadatma dhisam sarati brahmena.
Dehadinishta Shramadharma Karma Guna Bhimanam Satatam Mameti Vijnana Kosho Yamati Prakashah Prakrishta Sannidha Vashat Paratmana Ato Bhavate Shayupadhirasya Yadatma Dhisam Sarati Pramena.
In the second line you will find Abhimanam Satatam Mameti. Abhimanam, identifying with the attributes of Satatam, always, Mameti, as mine. Jeev identified with many things and says I and my. So the first identification is Dehadinishta. First line, the first word, Dehadinishta, belonging to the body. Identifies with the body and says, I am body. This body I am. Based on the identification of the body, other identification arises. We introduce ourselves with our name, profession, lineage. Because we consider ourselves separate. Suppose if you don't consider yourself separate and you consider yourself Brahman, do you require name? Do you require any profession? Brahman to nikamma hai. No profession. Any lineage of Brahman? No. Nothing is required. When we are Dehanishtha, identified with the Deha, then we say, this is the name, this is my profession, this is my lineage, this is my country, this and that, lot of things come. This is all because of the identification with the Deha. Nishtha. Nishtha means because of identification, they remain in that tadatma, identified fully. How many types of identification are there? First of all, we say, I am a man or a woman. Then he says, some darshan will say, the size of jiva is like the size of the body. In the elephant, some darshan, some philosophy say the size of jiva in elephant is the size of elephant. And in the ant, it is small. But Vedanta says it is all same in all beings. It is not small or big. Why it is not small or big? Because jiva has got no form. Atma has got no form. It is formless. Bhagavad says, don't say man or woman. Why? No gender. See, Bhagavad says, don't say man and woman. Because if you are man in this life, in earlier life, you are woman. And in the earlier life, woman becomes man. Earlier life, man becomes woman. How? You see, in ideal conditions, not in America, in ideal conditions, in housewife stays home. Is it not so? She is housemaker. And bread earner is man. So he has to go out. Wife thinks, he is good, you know. Every day he goes out, at least he roams and sees so many things and this. I am here whole life. I am cooking, caring, cleaning, washing and all these things. Sometimes on Sunday when he comes and I want to go out, he says, I am tired. Let me relax. So she wants to become man. You know? And the man gets tired. Traveling Monday to Thursday, whole life is doing that. He wants to stay with the family. He wants to remain inside. Oh. So he wants that life. So he was she in the earlier life. She was he in the earlier life. So there is no gender. Man and woman, there is no gender. Achha, some are in hurry to change the gender in this life also. It is automatic. Hota hai. But some are in hurry. And the earliest change of gender we find in our Bhagavatam. Mahabharata also it is there. Amba cursed Bhishma. She was born as a princess, as Sikhandini. Then she changed herself to Sikhandi, gender change. Some makes fun also. Before engagement, we say, I am a superman, you know. Before engagement, I am superman. After marriage, you are a gentleman. And after 10 years, you become watchman. Fun. Ashram Nishtha, order of life, different stages. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanprasthi, Sannyasi. So these are all identification with their ashram. A sannyasi when meets another sannyasi, or a swami of Chimney Mission meets another swami of Chimney Mission, which batch? I am senior. Pranam. Identified with the ashram. And the grihasthi, you are separate. In some traditional ashram, they won't allow you to sit and eat with them. Oh, you are grihasthi, go there. And you feel inferior. Grihasthi says, I feed you. All the three ashram in brahmacharya, in the grihastha, vanprastha, sannyasi, grihasthi feeds. Not only that, after feeding, I am paying you dakshina. In the hotel, you go, I eat, and you pay. Is it not so? In the hotel, you go, you eat, you pay. But here I am telling sannyasi, please come, eat. I am giving you dakshina. Khilao aur paisa bhi do. Ashram, identification with the ashram. Dharma. So as per ashram, the dharma is also stated. In brahmacharya ashram, you are supposed to study. In grihastha ashram, you are supposed to exhaust your vasanas in the righteous way so that the vasanas are exhausted. No new vasanas are created. That is the grihastha. Purpose is purity of mind. How to purify? You learn in brahmacharya. What you learn in brahmacharya? Vedo nitya dhiyatan. Hum to kiya nahi. Why we didn't study Vedo nitya dhiyatan? We don't know karma yoga. Now we are listening. Grihastha ashram is over. We are all vanprasthi. So in vanprastha, what is to be done? In vanprastha, you have to concentrate your mind. So first you have to learn the Shastra. According to Shastra, act in the Grihastha Ashram. Purpose is purification of mind. When the mind is purified in the third ashram, Vanprastha, you go and concentrate. Make your mind single pointed, and in sannyas, you get the knowledge of the self, realize. Khatam, no more birth. This is how our ashrams are divided. So dharma is mentioned, and according to dharma, you have to do the karma. So therefore it is written here, Dehadinistra ashram dharma karma gunani vivan satatam karoti. Satatam mameti. So according to your dharma, you do the karma. Guna vivan satatam mameti. This identification is always seen, but this is erroneous. This identification with the ashram, dharma and all these things, it's erroneous. Vijnana kosha ayam ati prakasha. Then it says, Vijnana kosha ayam ati prakasha. It is extremely radiant, ati prakasha. This Vijnana kosha is very, very radiant. Why it is radiant? Prakrishta sannidhyasvasat paratmana. Prakrishta, close. It is very close. Then sanidhya. Sanidhya vasat paratmana. It is very close to that paratman, the Supreme Self. Why it is very close to the Supreme Self? Because the reflection is happening there. It is the first point of entry. Therefore, it is very radiant. The sun reflected in water is almost like sun. A personal assistant of prime minister thinks he has got that much of power with him. Peon or a personal assistant, because he is very close to PM, he thinks he has got a lot of power. Is it not so? Similarly, this Vigyanmaya course is also very close to Paratman. And in things, I am all in all. Gross body is far, very far from the subtle body. It comes from the Vigyanmaya course to other indriya senses, and from senses, from subtle body, it travels to the gross body. Atah bhavti esa upadhi asya yat atmadhi sansarati brahmena. Atah, therefore, bhavati is esa, this, upadhi, superimposition, asya, of this self, yata atmadhi, identifying with which, sansarati, suffer transmigration, brahmati, brahmena, through delusion. It is a superimposition on the self. This Vigyanmaya course is a superimposition on the self, which when it identifies with it, suffers transmigration through delusion. Acha. One word, upadhi, has come. What is the definition of upadhi? Can anyone tell? I will give $100. I mean it. I have given Sanskrit definition earlier. Sanskrit definition. Samipe sthitva swiyam gunan anyatra adadhati. Samip, you know the Hindi word samip, near. Samipe sthitva, sitting very near. Swiyam gunan, its own guna, it throws on others. Adadati, it throws on others. Like a crystal is there, and as a red rose is there, so the red rose is transferring its redness to the crystal. So that is upadhi. There is no intrinsic change in the crystal. Remove the crystal, it is again crystal itself. It's only a superimposition. It is a false superimposition of redness on crystal. Therefore, upadhi is an object, when stays near other object, transfers its nature on other without any intrinsic change. It is an appearance only. Only an appearance. So identification of upadhi with jiva is also an appearance. Drop identification, transmigration ends. Drop identification, transmigration ends. Sansarati brahmena suffers transmigration through delusion. Because we are identified, that is why we are getting transmigration. You see, the people get attached to even the cat and dog. Before coming to Chicago, I used to come to USA to visit my daughters in Minneapolis. The whole day house arrest, the children will go out for work, sitting there. Both we are sitting outside in the summer. You don't see people walking. Sometimes once a while you find a person walking with a dog in that locality. So then again next day will sit there, same time, same person will come. Ram log bole, kutta wala aaya tha. You see, we identify with that, oh, that person is what? Kutta wala. We have got the title like Sona Wala, Chandi Wala. Is it not so? We have got a title.
Chudi Wala.
Chudi Wala. Identified with this. Same way, this jeev has become Dehwala, Manwala, Pranwala, and Sansriti Brahmena, and transmigrates. Remove the identification, instead of removing ego, we create more. People also have got the ego of egolessness. Shankaracharya has explained Upadhi, and now how he is bound. In the next verse, 189, he says, if he contemplates on his nature, he will find that he is beyond Upadhi. Now Shankaracharya is taking Atman. Now you all will be worried. How many kosha we have covered? Five? Where did you learn Anandamaya kosha? Only Shankaracharya told you in Tattva Bodh, then you came to know. Now he is not going to take Anandamaya kosha, he will take it later on. He will concentrate on little bit on Atman, he will take Anandamaya kosha little bit later.
Yoyam vijnanamaya praneshu.
Yoyam vijnanamaya praneshu.
Ridispurattayam jyotihi.
Ridispurattayam
jyotihi. Kutastha sannatmakarta. Kutastha sannatmakarta. Bhokta bhavatyupadhisthaha.
Bhokta bhavatyupadhistha.
We'll do it again, huh? Yoyam vijnanamaya praneshu.
Yoyam vijnanamaya praneshu.
Ridispurattayam jyotihi.
Ridispurattayam jyotihi.
Kutastha sannatmakarta.
Kutastha sannatmakarta.
Bhokta bhavatyupadhisthaha.
Bhokta.
Together. Yoyam vijnanamaya praneshu. Ridispurattayam jyotihi. Kutastha sannatmakarta. Bhokta bhavatyupadhisthaha.
Yaha ayam vijnanamaya. Yaha that which. I am this vijnanamaya. This vijnanamaya is not vijnanamaya kosha. Vijnanamaya here means Atma. How is the Atma? Vijnanamaya. What is maya? Maya means prachurta. It's the full of vijnan, full of knowledge. It's knowledge absolute. From any side you touch it, it is vijnan. Like laddu, have you seen laddu? From any side you eat, it is sweet. Similarly, this vijnan, my atma, from any side you touch, it is knowledge. I am. So this, where is this vijnan, my? I am this here. It's not far that. No. I am this. It is approach. It is with you. Okay, when you are saying we accept it, but tell me where it is. What is its locus? Praneshu, hridi, spurati, ayam jyoti. Praneshu, these are all locative cases. Praneshu, hridi. It is in the pran, it is in the hridaya. Hridaya means here, mind and intellect. Prana, because of its presence, the pranas all are functioning. And Hriday is not the pumping heart. It is called Hriday Guha. In chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita, we see Sarvasya Cham Hridi Sannivishta Matta Smriti Jnana Bhavohanam Cha. Where is he? He is in heart. First reflection is in the buddhi, man and buddhi. So thus the address of Atma is man and buddhi. If you want to meet, where do you have to go? Man and buddhi. Where is man and buddhi? Outside or inside? So you have to withdraw your senses from?
Outside.
Very good. Withdraw your senses from outside. Close your eyes, close your ears, close your all organs of perception. And then go inside, come to the prana. You were doing meditation this morning also with Gurudev. Withdraw your senses, then see your prana. After the prana, you come to the mind, see the parade of the thoughts. And you have, if you have studied Upadesar, then you will see the vrittis, and the vrittis you divide into two, aham vritti and idam vritti. Idam vritti is continuously changing. Aham vritti, the knower of all this idam vritti, is one and same. So don't identify with the idam vritti. What will remain is the aham vritti. Then try to find out where from this aham vritti is coming. The moment you inquire, this aham vritti will also drop. What will remain is the suddha aham. In Upadesariti says, Spurati hrit swayam param purna sat. You will get that param purna sat there. This is the method. When will it happen? The moment you announce meditation, you will reach Atman. If I price it, you see, in Himalaya, no, you will find many centers. They say power meditation. You come here, you meditate, you will get power. Different names they have given. People go there, 3,000, 5,000, one city. And they come out again, same. Same problem is there. No power. So this will happen only when the mind is purified. I have said 100 times there are only two steps for realization. Yes, Amma, what are two steps? Purification of mind. And number two? Knowledge. Only this much. What is knowledge? You are Brahma. This is knowledge. Is it happening? No. Why it is not happening? You have not crossed the first step. For crossing the first step, you have to do something. कूटस्थ सन आत्मा कर्ता भोक्ता भवति उपाधिस्थ. कूटस्थ सन बीइंग इम्यूटेबल आत्मा सेल्फ कर्ता डूअर भोक्ता एक्सपीरियंसर भवति बिकम्स उपाधिस्थ. उपाधिस्थ मीन्स सीटेड इन दिस उपाधि. उपाधि यू आर ऑल चेयरस्थ नाउ सिटिंग ऑन द चेयर एंड ऑल ऑफ अस आर उपाधिस्थ. We are sitting in the upadhi. Though it is immutable, it becomes doer or experience because of superimposition. Kutasana is sthir. Immutable, imperishable. Same atma when conditioned by upadhi becomes karta bhokta. Same atma when identified with the upadhi becomes karta bhokta. Same Atma becomes Karta Bhokta Jeev. What is the definition of Jeev? Now if I tell you the definition of Jeev, you have, each one all have to pay me $100. I have told you this definition many times. Definition I said. You remember Jeev and Sakshi, I told you the definition at that time. What is Jeev? Which one is Jeev and which one is Sakshi? Antakaran Visishta Chetan is Jeeva. Visishta means identified. Antakaran Upahit Chetan is Sakshi. Okay, Karta Bhokta. This is Sabda Praman. Achha, when he becomes Karta Bhokta, Upadhistha. Upadhistha means when he gets identified. The moment you get identified with the Upadhi, you become Karta Bhokta. Disidentified, Karta Bhokta gone. Continuing the thoughts, Shankaracharya gives another sloka on the Atman, how he becomes limited. That we will take up in our next class, verse number 119.
Purnamadapurnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari